Welcome to Divine Feminine Rising with Mez Deline. I'm Mez Deline, and my intention with this podcast is to entertain, educate, and illuminate as I share the power and magic of the Divine Feminine. Thank you so much for being here. I'm grateful for your time and attention. Today I want to talk about being present in our lives, and this episode was inspired by a friend of mine who took a leave of absence of my dance troupe because she wanted to be more present in her life for some upcoming family events that were going to happen. And that just really got me thinking and contemplating, what does being present mean? How have I learned about that in my own life? And how, when we are present, we are in our power. And when we're not present, we're not in our power. So being present is about being present for individuals in your life, for instance, or your job or whatever. But more importantly, it's being present for yourself and staying conscious. So when I was an abused child, I was a daydreamer. And I learned how to dissociate. And that's, I think, part of what daydreaming was about, you know, imagining being somewhere else. And so I became very adept at leaving my physical body and going to spirit for periods of time as a coping mechanism, because being present was too painful. And I'm sure that some of you can relate to this. So the lack of presence in my life became a default of self-protection. And that continued into adulthood, even when there was no abuse present. It became a way of avoidance, because if I were present, I couldn't avoid the truth of my own soul, right? I could continue to pretend that things were all right even when they weren't. So this kept me powerless over my own life. Being present means paying attention. It means listening to your own intuition, listening to your inner guidance. And so when you're not present, you're not paying attention, right? You're not listening to yourself. So my dear friend Karen, many years ago, she called it staying conscious. And she helped me see where I was unconscious in my life, which kept me from the healing that I so desperately wanted to feel. So I'm going to give you a few examples of not being present, and then some ideas about how to start being more present in your life. I met this woman one time, and she actually hired me to be the minister for her wedding. And she was somebody I didn't know at all. And we talked a bit, because I always interview people before I create a ceremony for their wedding. And she told me that she had married 6 alcoholics. And this new guy, he was also an alcoholic. And she was just, you know, blasé about it. And I just kind of sat there, and inside I'm shaking my head, like, what's going on? And this is a person who was making the same choice repeatedly, perhaps the same mistake, or perhaps it was just a repeated choice because she wasn't learning what she needed to learn or whatever. And she wasn't staying conscious. If she were conscious and present in her life, she would see the truth of the choices that she was making instead of just going through the motions and repeating the same scenario. And perhaps she wouldn't have been married 6 times, okay? So that's one example. And I know that you know people that repeat the same scenario. I think we've all done that at some point in our lives. And I don't know about you, but I really appreciate it when I gain the awareness that I'm doing that so that I can step out of the loop, out of that continuing cycle. Another example was I do Divine Feminine retreats, and I had this woman come to the retreat, and she's come to most of them. And so it's not like she was new. It's not like she didn't know what we did there and all that. And we were sitting in circle. We do circles where we talk about things in depth. And the focus is on spirituality. Well, so this particular time, she started talking about racism. And then she started talking about politics. And it was just so amazing in that sacred space for her to bring up these subjects, and not in a loving way. And so then for my next retreat, I wrote a letter saying that, you know, when we're in sacred circle, it's important that the intention is to be in a spiritual, energetic space and to talk about the subjects of spirituality that we were discussing and not bring things such as politics and racism into the mix, because that's something you can talk about any time in your life outside of this sacred space. So this same woman, after she reads the letter, she contacts me and she says, I don't know why you wrote that letter, but it was sure the truth. I just don't know why you wrote it, though, because I can't imagine anybody ever doing that. This comes from the woman who actually did that. This is not staying conscious. This is an example of not staying conscious. I've seen it so many times in my life where people act a certain way, and then they judge other people for acting that way, never even seeing that they also act that way. So it's, I love people dearly, but sometimes they mystify me. So over my life, I've learned to stay conscious most of the time, but there are times I can honestly say I'm not being present. And sometimes it's just not possible in my human body to be completely present. And I'll give you an example of that. I'm an event producer, and sometimes at a big event, I might have 5 people needing my attention at the same time. I might hear my name, Mezdaline, 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 repeatedly, and people kind of standing around me waiting for their turn, right? And so I'm focusing on putting out one fire after another, it feels like. And that means as the problems arise, I'm trying to, you know, problem solve. And so I lose focus of being present for myself and present for other people. And so the result of that is that when I think back on something like this amazing event that I produced, it's kind of a blur in my mind, because there were so many things going on at once that I can't really remember the individual moments. However, I do remember the overall essence of the event as a whole. So when I'm putting on an event where there's hundreds of people and many people need my attention at once, I feel like I kind of become kind of like a machine almost, where I just respond and I'm there for everyone in the room, but at the same time, I'm there for myself in a different way. I may not be completely present, but I love doing this. I love bringing people together. I love bringing these events to people for their enjoyment, their encouragement, to lift them up, give them great memories. And so in that aspect, I'm there for myself. But in the moment-to-moment aspect, not so much. And that's okay, as long as I keep the overall picture in mind of why I'm doing this. My intention is to bring more love and light into the world, more joy into the world. And that while I'm doing this for other people and bringing people together, I'm also doing it for myself because it brings me joy. It brings me so much joy to do this. So in that way, I am conscious and present. But so even when things are crazy busy and overwhelming, I'm always conscious when I use my words. I've learned to be conscious when I use my words. My intention is always to speak from the heart and from a place of love. It's extremely important to me to remember to stay conscious of my words and understand that words have power. And so over time, I have had a lot of people come back to me, you know, after periods of time and tell me that what I said really helped them. I even had people tell me that what I said changed their life. And to be honest, I sometimes have no memory of the words that I spoke to them. In fact, I'm going to admit this right now, but sometimes I don't even remember the person. I don't even remember the person who is telling me this. And I have to just accept that what they're saying is the truth. And then usually later it comes back to me like, oh yeah, I remember now, right? But in the moment, I sometimes don't remember the person. I certainly don't remember the words that I said that had such an impact on them. And sometimes that is also because there are moments when it feels like spirit is speaking through me, where words are coming from the source and not from Mesdaline's brain. And when that happens, those words are for the person I'm talking to. That information is for them. It's not for me personally. And so I often don't remember it. So how can you be present in your life? Well, one thing that I learned is about eating. I've always, my entire life since I was an infant, this is a true story, I've been overweight. And so eating has always been an issue for me. And what I've learned is to stay conscious while I'm eating. Stay conscious. Instead of watching TV or reading, I stay conscious with every bite. And because I started doing that, I stopped gaining weight. I didn't necessarily lose weight, but I stopped gaining weight because I stayed conscious. I wasn't just shoveling food in my mouth to fill the void of emotional distress or whatever. I ate when I was hungry, when my stomach said, I'm hungry. I eat. And I eat until I'm no longer hungry. And, you know, as a kid, you're taught, eat everything on your plate, clean your plate. You can't leave the table until you clean your plate. And as an adult, I decided better in the garbage than in my belly, right? If I'm full, I stop eating and I throw it away or I save it for later. So that's one example of being conscious. But a really important one is also active listening. I used to be that person that finished other people's sentences. I used to be that person that would listen to people, but at the same time, my brain was on full speed ahead and I was thinking about what I wanted to say, how I wanted to respond. And so I wasn't present in the moment because I was in the future thinking about myself and what I wanted to say. So active listening is sitting and listening to someone, allowing them to finish what they are saying, and then also you can respond back to them, like especially if it's something where they're having a hard time or they're sharing something difficult and or they're asking you to help them problem solve. And I don't ever assume I know what they're saying. Sometimes it's very clear, but sometimes it's not. And so I say, so what I hear you saying is, and then I repeat what I think they're saying. Or I say, is this what I hear you saying? And then I repeat, right? And then they can let me know, yes. Or they can say, no, what I meant was this over here. So this is active listening. And along with that is staying conscious of your words, as I talked about before. And think about coming from the heart when you speak instead of the head. Pay close attention to when you're coming from a place of anger or fear. And this applies to everything, not just when you're talking to other people or in relationships or whatever. It's everything. Like when you write an email, when you post something on Facebook, stay in a loving space and stay conscious and present, knowing that your words have impact on other people. So for me, I think Facebook is a powerful tool in our world, and Instagram and TikTok and YouTube, whatever the social media thing is. So it's important to use that tool with love and remain present doing it. Use that tool to bring love and healing into the world, because coming from your heart is your superpower. When I was writing about this episode and thinking about it and prepping for it, I took a moment and I drew an oracle card. And the card was called Searing Presence. And it says, we bring you the empowerment of searing presence. This empowerment enables you to see truth unveiled, naked divinity in all its beauty and mystery. In your willingness to become present, you shall witness the truth that will set your spirit free and make your heart come alive with divine love. I just love that, because, you know, it's called synchronicity. I'm making an episode on presence, being present, and then I draw this card that I don't remember ever seeing before in this deck, Searing Presence, and it's validating what I'm saying. So the truth is, when you are present, you see a more depth of truth, and you see what's really going on in your world. More likely to see any lack of truth or deception. When I look back at my own life, I can see how true this is. There was a time when I was running 3 businesses, teaching belly dance classes in the evening, coaching my son's t-ball team, being a Cub Scout leader for my son and his friends, and it was just like a whirlwind doing all these things. We had a very successful restaurant, a popular rock and gym store. I published an international belly dance magazine. I had a dance studio, and the list goes on, right? So I was going through the motions of life at top speed. I felt like a hamster running on a wheel. And I remember thinking that this isn't my life. It's like, whose life is this? This isn't the life I want, right? And I can see now that I wasn't present in my life. It was a life where I was more focused outside of myself instead of inside. Staying busy like that, and I know you probably have been there yourself. I know you know people who do that. I know I have loved ones that do that. They just keep going, going, going. And that's a way to run from the truth. When you're not present, you can't see the truth as clearly, right? It's also a way to run from the depths of your feelings. And when I look back on that time when I was doing all that stuff, I remember just reaching the point where I felt like I was losing my mind. Like, why was I doing this? Why was I just running and running and running? I felt like I was just missing out on what was really important in life. And I was, in a way. In a way, I was doing all these amazing things and people loved what I was doing and it was great. I was having an impact. But for myself, I kind of left myself behind. That's not cool. And so it was during this time that my beautiful friend Karen helped me become more conscious, right? So it was a big truth that I didn't want to look at some things. And long story short, I lost everything. You know, nobody died, but I lost my house, my businesses, even my car. And so I had to start completely over. And now my life is completely different. And it's the life that I want to live, the life that I feel that I am here to live. I'm more focused inward rather than outward. I follow my divinely feminine guidance. When I was running those three businesses and doing all the things, and I was doing all the things for everyone else in my world, I had fallen under the thrall of patriarchy. That's the only way I can describe it. I was living life in a masculine way, which isn't a bad thing if that's what you consciously choose. But I wasn't present and I wasn't conscious. I wasn't looking inside and following my sacred heart guidance. So after losing everything, I had all the time in the world to be present and to listen to my own soul's calling, and I couldn't ignore my own truth. Now I'm living my best life, and while I still have my own business, it's a business where I can be of service helping people see their own divine truth and their own beautiful and unique light. So following my heart has brought me to a place of not just love, but also of peace. And I want to tell you, I desire that for each of you. My hope is that you learn to follow your own bliss, wherever it leads. And trust me, it might lead you places you never thought of going, like starting a podcast. But wherever it leads you, it will be a beautiful journey. Thank you for joining me today. My mission is to help bring back the balance of the divine feminine to spirituality. Please share my podcast with anyone who might be interested in the divine feminine and personal empowerment. And if you'd like to connect with me further, feel free to reach out. You can find me at mezdaline.com, Divine Feminine Rising with mezdaline.com, Mezdaline Bliss, or Mezdaline on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. And also please join my mailing list if you'd like to receive my newsletter. Allow the light of your love to shine. Be the change. Lead the way. And always remember, your light of love is a needed gift in the world that only you can give.